It is 95.3 WBEV, and it's time for Community Comment. And just before we throw it over to Terry Bell, wanted to remind you that it is presented by Professional Floor Covering and Abbey Design Center at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam. Visit proflr.com. It's locally owned. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space with over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. A wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. Talking about showers, though, they do tub-to-shower conversions. Turn your standard bathroom into a luxurious spa with a tub-to-shower conversion. A tub-to-shower conversion can also drastically improve the quality of life for those that have trouble lifting their legs up and over the wall of a standard tub. Now, without further ado, we will throw it to Terry Bell for today's community comment.
Thank you very much, Jake Hayes. There is a lot going on at the Beaver Dam Area Community Library we'd like to spend the next hour talking to you about, not the least of which is some big changes to the library's physical location coming up later this summer and lasting for quite a while. We invite you to join the program, too, if you'd like. The numbers are a little bit off the screen, so I wish I could share those with you, but now that's fine. I appreciate it. Thank you, Ninja. So anyway, we are talking to Sarah Kernoyer and Anita Strike of the Beaver Dam Area Community Library. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us, Terry.
Of course, we're happy to have you. I guess the first thing that people would be especially curious to know about is your upcoming plans for a temporary physical move, but that move will be in effect for quite a while you make some changes to libraries. Let's talk about where you're heading and when.
That's right. So this is a temporary move. We want people to know that, and that we will be relocating from our current library, which will be undergoing construction for a full interior first floor renovation. And we will be moving up the North Spring Street corridor to 1701 North Spring Street, which is next door to Aldi and the Noble Community Clinic in the old Bassett Furniture, or as many people call it, the old Kmart building, too. So that will be the temporary site for the library, with a grand opening expected September 2nd. And lasting for 6 to 9 months while the construction takes place at our current building.
Absolutely. What kinds of services can people expect at the temporary location? Will it be the same as they can expect now, or will there be maybe a little bit dialed back?
We are expecting to provide the same quality experience that they get. It will be a little different in terms of the space and layout, but they can expect that we will still offer technology, so the free Wi-Fi, public computers and internet access, the scanning station that we have available, mobile printing, reference services. We're bringing our puzzle exchange over, which was really popular. The shelf itself was built as an Eagle Scout project and is really just a big hit. We've got people coming and going with puzzles all day, as well as we'll have our regular programming. Story time in particular is a really important one that we offer. And we have a whole range of programs for all ages and abilities that we expect to still be able to offer to, plus access to most of the materials, new and popular items, and the children's collection.
Very good. Will the hours be roughly the same?
The hours will remain the same. So we're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay, very good. And once again, you're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV. If you'd like to join the conversation, call 887-9595 or 885-4446. That's 887-9595 or 885-4446. I was curious to know what brought about the idea when did it become apparent to you and why that the current library needed renovation?
Well, Anita may speak to a bit of this, but the inception this time started, the conversation started in 2018 and 2019 with the Library Board of Trustees. But previously, there had been discussions in 2008 and 9 where they did a full study and of what the library needs were and what was expected. Of course, the economy had some downtrend in that time, and so that plan had to be shelved until we were ready to move forward.
I would say probably in the early 2000s, we realized there were a lot of issues with our parking lot and just some access issues to our entrance. Our community was becoming more car-based, so currently our entrance is located on the side of the building. And back in the 80s, we had on-street parking as well as back-street mm-hmm. parking. After renovation of Spring Street, we no longer have any parking spaces, no handicap spaces there. Also, we just became more of a car community, and traffic flow was different. So the entrance change has been talked about probably since the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how will the new configuration better serve people?
Well, having that main entry right off the parking lot under the mural, which a lot of people are familiar with, that will just provide direct entry. We're expecting that there will be an island out front, so we know we're also part of an aging community, and we have a lot of visitors with mobility issues, as well as those with small children, so easier to get right inside of the building, and then to be welcomed into that space for our public transit users. We don't really have a place that they can sit and wait for the cab to pull up in the parking lot. There's a bench, but that's only available in good weather. That's not where you want to sit in the winter or if it's raining. So the new entry will also have a vestibule so that people can take a look and wait for their ride or just get inside the building more quickly, mm-hmm. and it'll be more welcoming that way, too. We have a lot of new visitors to the library who can't find the entrance. I've literally followed somebody around the building when I was doing a lap outdoors one day, and he was like, "Can you help me find how I get in here?"
Yeah, that's definitely an area where customer service could improve, couldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, you want to get in the building in the first place.
And I think just points of service, I think the way that it's being redesigned, there'll be clear points of service mm-hmm. where our entrance now, it's and how it's configured, because we're pillars to hold up the roof, that it just, the sight lines aren't good, and it can be confusing where those points of service are. So in the new configuration, it's going to be very clear. The signage is going to be clear. And those kind of easy access things like the copier and all of that will be right up by the entrance. We'll have 2 self-checks right by the entrance if people choose to use those as well.
Very good. We're talking about all the changes happening at the Beaver Dam Area Community Library. We're going to take a quick break here, then be right back on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
We're fired up for the 4th at Fleet Farm with deals that'll help you celebrate in style. Save $200 on a Traeger Woodridge Pellet Grill. On sale now for $699.99. Stay hydrated with 8 packs of Gatorade, 2 for $15. And get 1 gallon 4-packs of Liquid Pool Shock for just $14.99. Get ready for Independence Day with these specials and more at your local Fleet Farm. And check out all the items in our weekly ad, backed by our best price guarantee at fleetfarm.com.
Hey, hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam in Watertown. Shop our clearance event going on right now, where you can save up to 80% off of artwork, floor models, discontinued items, special purchase items, and scratch and dent. Save big on lamps starting as low as $20, sofas starting as little as $199, and king and queen size mattresses starting as little as $99. Take it home today or save big on our fast delivery. Shop our clearance event going on right now at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam, and Watertown.
Shop the big! From backyard cookouts to family picnics, summer gatherings are in full swing, and Fox Brothers Piggly Wiggly in Beaver Dam and Mayville has the essentials. Starting with 80% lean ground chuck family packs, just $3.99 a pound, and Oscar Mayer wieners are buy one, get one free. Make barbecue magic with Prairie Fresh baby back ribs at only $2.99 a pound. Add on bi-color sweet corn, 5 years for just a buck? Yes, please. Bring on the fruit. Sweet red cherries are $1.99 a pound, and whole seedless watermelons are only $3.99, limit two. Plus, jumbo cantaloupes or honeydews are 2 for $5. Grab a 6-pack of Bubbler for $4.99 and stock the cooler with 7-Up, RC Cola, or A&W, 3 12-packs for $13. Round out the savings with Lay's chips, just $1.99 each when you buy 4. And Dean's ice cream, 48-ounce tubs, are only $2.99 with 2,000 pig points. Shop Fox Brothers Piggly Wiggly online at foxbrospigglywiggly.com.
Piggly Wiggly, shop the pig!
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And we are back with more Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake. We are talking about all of the changes happening at the Beaver Dam Area Community Library and how they aim to continue a quality service and even improve on it. We're talking to Sarah Knoyer and Anita Strike. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to join the conversation. You can call or text at 920-887-9595 or give us a call at 885-4446. And we were just talking about what people can expect from the new and renovated library when it reopens 6 to 9 months after construction begins, which is maybe about a month from now. So we're talking some time down the road. What else can people expect from the new facility? Parking for one, and clearer entryway.
That's right, the access. So some of the goals that we have, and these are addressed with the new features, are improved accessibility, which we talked a bit about in the last segment. Active learning spaces and play spaces for children. Our current one is very popular, and we have a lot of people who visit regularly to use that. Flexibility for the future. So our current building was, you know, is 40 years old, and that flexibility has allowed us to work within that for the last 40 years. But we're also, the library board and library staff, we're looking ahead for the next 40. And intergenerational spaces will be featured. Some of the things that people have told us they're really excited about and that we know we have consistently is a community need we haven't been able to meet are the addition of meeting and small study rooms, so some quiet spaces. We are going to be adding a universal adjustable height changing table in the main lobby restroom, which will, we were certified as dementia friendly in 2023.
2 years ago.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. And so we know that we want to be accessible to everybody in the community as a public building. So that's one of the exciting things. And then the reading room with fireplace.
You know, I was
a big hit.
I
was
smile.
Well, yeah, I have just been really impressed. I mean, library spaces have really undergone a big transformation in this century. And I'm thinking about some other libraries I've visited in South Central Wisconsin, and just you know, they're just very warm, welcoming, inviting spaces. You know, it's not just shelves of books. Or any anybody, you know, anything that anybody who hasn't visited a library in a long time might conjure up that image. It's you know, the library is an evolving space these days, isn't it?
Very well put, and I think that addresses what people can expect. You know, at one time we were the place for books. That's still our brand. We're keeping those. But we also are making room for people and the way that they're using libraries today. And there's been a big call for these various size meeting rooms, but also technology area has changed. We have people who are bringing their own devices. We have people who need access to devices. So we're excited about the technology hub moving to the entrance. Near the entrance, as Anita referred to. And being a welcoming space for everybody, that kind of, we have visitors who come to use the play space. We have people who come to our community puzzle that we keep out, and that is a really interesting thing. Sometimes people come together, sometimes people come alone. Sometimes the people who were alone work together on the puzzle, and that's
there's
really
a
rewarding.
Coloring station too, and we still have print newspapers, so there's regular newspaper readers. But I would consider the library a third space. They talk a lot in research about third spaces in the community. And there's not a lot of free third spaces in our community. So we want to make it welcoming that people can just come hang out for a little bit, read a newspaper, come read, or do a puzzle, or come to a program. You know, just connect with your people in the community. Or just sit there and enjoy the air conditioning or the heat and not be bothered.
Yeah, or the fireplace in the reading room, I think is a great addition. That's very exciting to hear. Yeah, I like what you say about third spaces, and that's a phenomenon that's, you know, relatively recent, but it's something that really is a need for many people.
Definitely. Not home, not work. Don't have a chore list at the library. You can just enjoy it.
And, you know, I've had somebody share a story that after her husband passed away, she enjoyed coming to the library on Friday nights because she was lonely. And the expectation wasn't that she had to interact with anybody. She could just come and read at a table, be in the space, and have others around her and listen to, you know, if they were together, but she wasn't alone. She had a space, and I think that is something that the library offers as well. And then we also have folks who plan to meet there. We have families who make play dates at the library, and it's a free space. We know we have a lot of other great resources, which I should mention, we also have adventure passes. You were talking about evolving libraries.
Yes.
And services we offer, so we have adventure passes that people can check out to visit 12 of the Wisconsin Historical Society sites throughout the state. The Milwaukee Domes, the Mitchell Park Conservatory passes. Children's Museum of Fond du Lac is a big hit. We have a zoo pass and a Horicon pool pass. Schlitz Audubon Nature Center, and new and coming, just working on this right now, is a pass to the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Oh, really, my gosh. Kind of, yeah, that'll be a hit.
3-day checkouts, and people can visit and see.
And we also have state park passes for one day.
And are those paid at the usual rate, or are these for free like a lot of other offerings at the library?
As long as you have a library card, it's free.
That's right. It's a checkout with your library card. These are new and evolving materials that we call our Beyond Books collection. So,
yeah, you know, what other things do people come to the library for that, you know, they might find surprising and intriguing?
Well, I think we just have a wide array of programming for all ages, and that's a space for people to connect with community members or come with a friend just to have a night out that you don't have to pay for. We have everything from cooking programs. Like Sarah said, we have story time and children's programs, teen programs after school.
Yeah.
Any of other ones?
We have lots of Roger Knoll programs
that are
local history. You just had a really successful and well-attended program on the anniversary of the Korean War this week. So that's kind of the things that people might not expect. You can create, explore, and connect at the library.
And I know things like, you know, offering wireless connectivity is something that is not necessarily a new or surprising idea, but I'm guessing it's becoming has become a very important service that you have for people who might not be as connected as home as some other people. They have a place at the library to come and access that sort of technology.
Yes, and one of the improvements that will be included in the new space is personal devices, wireless, even the internet, and automation of the library catalog weren't part of the picture when it was built in 1984. But like you said, that's really important now. So our technology space will include areas where people can plug in. So the current configuration is kind of limited. Where were the outlets when they were installed then? We offer chargers that people can check out, or if they don't have a library card as a guest, they can just show their license to use one of our chargers, because a lot of people, you might forget to charge your phone. If you've got a laptop that's a few years old, its battery may only hold its charge for so long. And
the other popular thing, you may have wireless at home, but a lot of people don't have printers anymore. So we have mobile printing that you can print right off your phone through our mobile printing service or off your laptop. As well as we have public computers if you need to access email.
I can speak to that personally. I don't have a printer at home, so I'm always scrambling to find a place to print. If you don't want to, you know, make a trip to a FedEx office kind of place, you have a place to go with
the
library.
It's a hugely popular service.
That's fantastic. We're talking about all of the changes happening at the Beaver Dam Area Community Library. We're going to take a break right here, then be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Coming up this week on the Dam Sports Show, presented to you by Real Sports Cards in Waupun, the NBA Finals have come and gone. What moves will Milwaukee make to contend next season? The crew is streaking, partially thanks to their pitching superstar in Jacob Mizorowski. How has he elevated their ceiling? And Beaver Dam Post 146 American Legion Baseball is off to a 4-1 start. Who are some of their key contributors through the first run of games? Tune into the Dam Sports Show weekdays from 4 to 5 p.m. on Daily Dodge TV, 1430 ESPN, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
The pulse of the Milwaukee Bucks, straight from a Bucks legend.
Can't get it off. Marcus Johnson will, though. Can't leave him alone for a 12.
Tap into Here District with Marcus Johnson on Bucks Plus. Marcus and his son Chris offer a weekly beat on Bucks basketball. Get your questions answered and hear from the biggest names in basketball. Find Here District with Marcus Johnson at Bucks.com/plus on the Bucks app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The best place to hear your favorite song is in a bed from Slumberland Furniture. There's plenty of great music in here at the Slumberland Furniture Studio on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Mike Dubusky. The Supreme Court has decided that President Trump's executive order limiting birthright citizenship can stand. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more.
This is not a final ruling on the question of whether the president can unilaterally change the terms of citizenship. It is instead a procedural holding on the powers of single district court judges to block a president's actions like this nationwide. Justice Amy Coney Barrett wrote the 6-3 majority opinion, finding that such universal injunctions go too far. For now, she says the administration can begin taking steps to implement Trump's executive order. The court's three liberal justices dissented, with Sonia Sotomayor calling the court's ruling a grave attack on our system of law.
It's just one of several major rulings we're expecting today. We're also waiting on decisions related to Obamacare's no-cost preventative care services and whether parents have the right to opt their kids out of reading LGBTQ books in public schools. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
Well, the Good Karma Brand's John Moser Children's Radiothon wrapped up this morning after raising well into six figures for 15 nonprofits in the Dodge County area that work with kids. Good Karma Brand's CEO Craig Karmazin says this year, 163,000 $218.43 was raised, which was a record-breaking amount. The total since the Radiothon began in 1998 is $2,979,337.12. The Beaverdam Community Library is set to reach a major milestone in its renovation project. The Next Chapter renovation project has officially entered the construction drawing phase and will soon begin a public bidding in the next few weeks. Construction is expected to start in September. During renovation work, the library will temporarily relocate to 1701 North Spring Street, next to Noble Clinic and Aldi's. Well, a teen from Waupun was killed in a two-vehicle crash in the town of Leroy yesterday morning. The 19-year-old was heading east on Highway 49 when he collided into a tanker trailer around 6:30 a.m. Thick fog reduced visibility in the area. The crash remains under investigation. A bicyclist was killed after getting struck by a vehicle in the city of Green Lake Wednesday. 12-year-old John Zodro was killed when a vehicle attempted to park on Hill Street, went over the curb, and it trapped him underneath. The crash remains under investigation. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office has made another Internet Crimes Against Children arrest. The investigation started with a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. This led to the arrest of Travis Litke of Burnett, who was booked into the Dodge County Jail. Charges of possession of child pornography are being referred against the 34-year-old. I'm Kevin Haugen reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Cloudy skies expected today with a high of 77. Westerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 58. Tonight, mainly clear. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow, highs level off around 83. Temperatures above average Sunday and Monday with highs from the mid-80s to the upper 80s. Storms both days. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV. Powered by Daily Dodge. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
You know that old Wisconsin saying, if you don't like the weather, just wait a few minutes. Well, JB Mechanical is here to ensure your home's heating and cooling system is ready for all of it. As your trusted local HVAC expert, JB Mechanical installs top-of-the-line systems to keep your home comfortable no matter what Mother Nature throws at you. From chilly mornings to warm afternoons, they've got you covered with precision, care, and expert service. Invest in your comfort today and give JB Mechanical a call online at jbmacllc.com. You're proud. Train dealer.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore. Get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new. They've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
And we are back with more Community Comment here on 95.3 WBEV, and it is brought to you in part by our friends over at McKintry's Home Furnishings. If you close your door in your home when you have company because of your inferior interior, McKintry's Home Furnishings can help. They will be happy to sit down with you, discuss your decorating ideas, and formulate a complete plan for any or all the rooms in your home. Just bring them measurements and pictures of your room, determine any items you wish to keep, and then they can discuss your paint colors, furniture styles, area rugs, and accessories. Combining your ideas with their expertise, you will achieve the room plan you desire while working within your budget. That's all there is to it. Stop in and see them today at McKintry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. And now, without further ado, here is Terry Bell with more Community Comment here on 95.3 WBEV.
Thank you very much, Jake Hayes. We are talking about the Beaver Dam Area Community Library, all the changes happening there. Our guests are Sarah Kernoyer and Anita Strike. And if you have any questions or comments, we welcome you to join the conversation. You can call or text at 920-887-9595 or give us a call at 885-4446. Now, it'll be really terrific when all these new services are available, but for the time being, that will mean the library will have to close down for a time in order to make all that happen.
That's right. Moving is something a lot of people are familiar with, and it's a bigger project than moving house, but we are working with a moving company. And so we've got about a 3-week window that we anticipate being closed in August, from approximately August 9th through the end of August, reopening in the new space. So we'll need to close down to be able to pack up all of our materials and move those materials, set up at the new space, and then make sure all of our technology is working. The other piece is that it's a great time. We'll be extending our due dates. So if people have stuff checked out, it's kind of a service to our move if you just keep them during the duration and bring them back when we're at our new site at 1701 North Spring.
So we're looking at probably the last 3/4 of August is when there'll be no brick-and-mortar library in town temporarily. Will any, like, digital services still be available? Is anything, you know, in the cloud still accessible to people?
Absolutely. All of our digital services will be available. Libby and Hoopla that people make a lot of use of, as well as the full BadgerLink suite. You can find all of those on the library's website at beaverdamlibrary.org under resources. And this is a great time to also say that we're part of the Monarch Library Consortia. And so people, if they still need a library brick and mortar that they want to go to, their library cards will work at Fox Lake, Waupun, Horicon, Juneau, Eustis, Verdon, Mayville, if you want to take a trip. But so there will be library access, just not Beaver Dam Community Library physical access during that 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't know how to use the digital stuff, now is the time to stop in the library and we can teach you how to use some of those.
Monarch has an app that I understand is quite handy.
Yeah, we love the Monarch To Go app. I have it on my phone. That's how I manage my library account, even though I work in the library. You can renew materials. You can place holds. There is a link to our events calendar, so you can find out what's going on.
You can also store it. Like, if you're bad at losing your library card, like maybe I am sometimes, you can store your library card right in the app and staff can scan just your phone with the library barcode on it. So you don't always have to carry your card with you.
Yeah, that's I think, a great convenience. A lot of, you know, and it seems like there is a physical card for just about anything these days, but to be able to, you know, keep all of those accounts without having to have a physical piece of plastic is pretty handy when you can just take your phone out and take care of things like that. Yeah, for sure. Let's talk about the cost of all of these things happening. You know, no good thing comes for free. And I was hoping you could help us understand exactly how the costs break down, who's responsible for that, and some fundraising that you're doing.
Sure, I can give you that rundown. So this is about a $3.5 million project. It started with the city's capital funding of the new roof and replacement of the clear story windows. That roof solved some ongoing leak problems, as well as ice damming and significant issues that the library had experienced since inception. So that was kind of the first piece that ensured the integrity of the building to launch into what the library board it wanted to fund, which was the interior renovation of the building. And so they have committed $1.5 million of the endowment fund's earnings towards this project. The project is about $2.25 million estimated for the construction costs. And we have had a very active fundraising campaign with our library board and presentations, grant writing, and we have raised almost $750,000since we launched last April with the fundraising.
And you have a goal of getting just a little further.
We would. The $1 million goal is what we're shooting for. And so we do have a library fund with the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation. That's been a great place to work with in terms of the partnership for ease of donation. But we have a giving page on the library website that shows donors. It gives the full architectural study that we had done about this project and what was needed. And if people have questions, they can certainly contact me at the library or email giving@beaverdamlibrary.org.
I know people are concerned when they give to a nonprofit that, you know, where their money is going to and whether or not there's a lot of overhead. But the money that you raise is specifically earmarked, isn't it?
That's right. All donor funds will go towards the construction costs. The operational costs of the providing service at the temporary facility are still the operational costs of library service. And so we're working within that existing budget that we have to do that. So any money raised goes towards this renovation project itself.
So it won't go to any kind of administrative costs or salaries or anything like that?
No.
Okay, very good. And that fundraiser is ongoing, I assume?
It is. We have the library fund through the community, Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation, and then we also have the library endowment fund. So, you know, the library board has committed $1.5 million in earnings. That basically takes that endowment fund back to the principal. So we'll have ongoing efforts to continue to grow that endowment fund to help us as we, you know, evolve in 5, 10, 15, 20 years. What will we need? And those earnings, that's the purpose of that. So we, you know, if you are considering your legacy, if you are interested in, you know, providing for future library services, then that would be one thing to consider as well as a gift to the endowment fund.
Very good. We're talking about all the changes happening at the Beaver Dam Area Community Library. Things will be shut down temporarily in August, come back in September, and then about 6 to 9 months after that, the library at its current location will be expanded and offering a lot of new services. We're going to talk more about that with our guests on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Don't go away.
Do you close your doors in your home when company comes?
McKinstry's Home Furnishings.
Do you have an inferior interior?
McKinstry's Home Furnishings.
We can help. Hi, this is Sandy from McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. We would be happy to sit down with you, discuss your decorating ideas, and formulate a complete plan for any or all the rooms in your home. Just bring us the measurements and pictures of your room. Determine any items you wish to keep. Then we can discuss your paint colors, furniture styles, area rugs, and accessories. Combining your ideas and our expertise, we will arrive at the room plan you desire and work within your budget. That's all there is to it. Stop in and see us today at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings, year after year, McKinstry's.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Play Brewers Baseball Bingo presented by U.S. Cellular for the chance to win prizes all season long. Download the MLB Ballpark app from the App Store or Google Play to get in on the action.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
When the time comes for a helping hand, we're America's choice in home care. When you or your loved ones need assistance, visiting angels will be there.
During Men's Health Month, Visiting Angels reminds you that awareness is everything when it comes to improving overall health. Life is busy, and while it may not be easy to make time for ourselves, it's necessary. Let the men in your life know how important they are and encourage them to commit to that health checkup that they keep putting off. Having Visiting Angels visit Dad throughout the week can also help their health. Their angels can contribute to healthy habits when it comes to diet and exercise and companionship. Visit Visiting Angels today at visitingangels.com. That's visitingangels.com. Visitingangels.com.
Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And with the last segment here for today's community comment, here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake. We are talking about all the exciting changes happening at the Beaver Dam Area Community Library with our guests, Sarah Kernoyer and Anita Strike. And Anita, I know this is something that's near and dear to your heart, but Beaver Dam has a very special place in the history of libraries. Beaver Dam, from the beginning of the whole notion of public libraries, and I'm guessing that's going back to the 19th century, perhaps,
right,
that Beaver Dam has been very... very much on the front lines of innovation of service.
Right. So Beaver Dam has always supported libraries. Starting in 1884, a bunch of group of citizens came together and said, Beaver Dam needs a library. So it started out with subscription service, kind of like you do a magazine subscription now. And within the first month, I think they had 500 subscribers. And that was probably half the population of Beaver Dam at the time. And then they went, the city, I think it was a year after that, the city took on leadership of the library, because before it was private, subscription-based. And from there, they had the idea, there was a movement called the Free Library Movement. And there were very passionate people in Beaver Dam that were connected to the free library movement. And what is a free library? Because we take it for granted now. Because what a free library is, that you have open stacks that people can freely browse the library without asking a staff member to get them this book. Or at some point in library history, books were so valuable that they were chained, that you could only look at them on the table in a chain, you know, chained apparatus. So yeah, we've come a long way since 1884.
And for some reason, today in the 21st century, there's this erroneous notion that's taken root that maybe libraries are on their way out, that we have, you know, they've outlived their purpose or their value to a community. But that's actually not the case at all, is it?
No, like we had talked about earlier, libraries are evolving and the ways people use them are evolving, but we see on average 279 people a day visit the library. So last year we had over 82,000 visitors, and people come all the time. We have checkouts, so, you know, books are a big thing with, I think in April, we had almost 25,000 items checked in and out. So our staff is handling a large amount of materials. And we've also had a huge increase in our digital and streaming use. Almost 4,500 downloads in May. And, you know, that is kind of shows that people are using the library in those ways, as well as some of the things that we're doing, like this summer, we're a site for the free summer meals. Is a partner with the school district, so they have free meals. We are recognized as a cooling and heating shelter for Dodge County. And we have something really exciting that's coming, too, is a connection. You know, the economic development and economic well-being of a community is something that libraries do, too, that isn't always recognized because of our books. So we have a partnership that we'll be launching with the Office of Workforce Development called Job Pod. And we will be the first library in Dodge County, as well as in our Monarch Library System, to offer a space that is dedicated to connecting with the workforce development folks and connecting back to our library resources for upskilling and reskilling, which is really important these days.
And all those things combined that you just mentioned actually make the library one of the busiest public spaces in all of Beaver Dam.
That's our understanding, is that we are one of the most visited public buildings in the city of Beaver Dam.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just once again, underscoring, you know, the value that the library has to the community. And in fact, I think it just goes to show how service-minded you are that you very intentionally chose August for this shutdown, because you'll be disrupting as few people and services as possible that way.
That's right. August is typically our seasonal lull. We see a drop in our visitors and our checkouts once our summer program has concluded. So much like retail is the busiest in the holidays in December, and November, December, and January, the library is busiest in June and July. May is pretty quiet as we get ready for that. And so we thought, why not take advantage of that, as well as having the opportunity to let as many people know about the program as possible, because we usually do see a strong uptick in both visitors and circulation during June and July.
So when people walk through, well, first of all, what can they expect at the temporary location? You know, what will that space be like, and how well will people expect to be served?
Well, I hope they will expect to be very well served. Our staff is recognized as being very friendly, kind, and helpful. And so at the new space, there is public parking. There will be handicap spaces in front of the library building. We are able to repurpose our existing automatic door handlers to move them over there very inexpensively. And so being good stewards of people's dollars. But when they come in, they'll be greeted at a desk similar to what we have now. We will have our technology center up front, some activity tables, the new materials and large print materials. We'll be launching some new kiosks for them to find their, if they're looking for the catalog, that'll be on a kiosk that'll be an iPad touchscreen based. And then we'll have the children's area and programming space towards the back of the building. So,
and once again, where is this temporary location?
It's at 1701 North Spring Street. Some know it as the old Kmart building, right next to Aldi and Kitty Corner from the bowling alley.
Very good. And then once the new facility is open, what sorts of differences are going to be really noticeable right away?
The main entry being right off the parking lot and
new meeting rooms.
Yes. Updated restrooms. We have some really ugly restrooms. So, I mean, these are functional spaces, but everybody needs them. And the ones we have are quite dated in terms of color. And if you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. But if not, what you can expect is clean and accessible family restrooms at the new library. a better technology center that offers more connectivity for people and easier charging services. Our circulation desk will be more open and available and welcoming. What else can you think of that I didn't mention?
We'll still have the same awesome staff. Yeah.
That's good to know. Mm-hmm. Like you said, I was quite intrigued by the idea with the fireplace and the reading room. It sounds like you'll have a lot of spaces available for people who, you know, want to have gatherings like, public information meetings or any kind of, if you don't have the space in your own facilities for your group, it sounds like you're free to meet at the library.
Yes, we'll have a booking service that people can register for a community space.
Right, yeah. And that should be accessible, right, through the programs calendar that you can get to through our website or through the Monarch To Go app.
Very good. What if people have more questions about everything we've been talking about this morning? How would they get in touch with you?
Well, they can stop in at the library. They can call the library at 920-887-4631, or they can email the library, and if they've got would like to direct it towards the giving, if that's what your question is about, is giving@beaverdamlibrary.org, or our main general information is circdesk@beaverdamlibrary.org. But we're pretty easy to find. All our contact information, if you're online, is at beaverdamlibrary.org.
Okay, very good. We've been talking for the last hour with Sarah Cornier and Anita Strike about all of the changes coming to the Beaver Dam Area Library, changes designed to make the library an even better service for people. And even at the temporary location, we'll strive to serve everybody without any changes at all to the quality of service. Mm-hmm. And that great new space coming in a little less than a year. So we want to thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
And we want to thank you for listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown. Shop our clearance event going strong right now at both stores. Save big on Tempur-Pedic mattresses, Purple mattresses, and Nectar mattresses. If you didn't want to take advantage of our floor samples, which have humongous discounts, you can order brand new and shop tons and tons of power bases, pillows, sheets, and protectors. Save big with our clearance event going on right now at Slumberland Furniture. Shop our clearance event and save big at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam and Watertown.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.